Hello, Jay.
Hey, wasn't entertaining enough?
Sorry.
You hung up on me.
Got disconnected. I heard it and I was like, oh, I gotta call him back. He's gonna give me a hard time for this one.
After we just went through all that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I agreed to SMS messages. I certified that I'm authorized. Was there anything else?
Yeah, and then you're just going to sign it, and then once you sign it, it's going to take you to a login form.
If it'll let me sign it, it's not letting me roll up past that. Come on. Oh, here we go. So click here to type your name, as seen above. Oop, we need to change that.
Which one?
The Jay Weinrich.
Okay, what does it say right now?
It says, signature your name, Jay Weinrich, I agree, please, electronically. It's fine, I'll work with that. Well,
do you want me to put Jason?
It's not illegal.
Yeah, I'll put Jason.
It's not illegal.
Right. I'll put Jason on and send it to you.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll do that right now.
Not a problem. I'm just trying to make it legal on your end.
Well, I'm trying to make it legal on your end, so that way you can use it for tax purposes as well. So I'm glad you caught that. So I like. Let me just make that change for you here. I changed it on your billing. Yeah. Very true. You got me there.
I mean.
Okay. Here we go.
Good thing I don't have any feelings.
Yeah.
A couple of cats and a bridge, but no feelings.
It explains a lot if you say you got a couple cats, for sure. Alright, invoice. Let me see here. Invoice.
You know what sucks? There won't be anybody else that'll entertain you as much as I do.
That's for sure. That is true. I've talked to a lot of interesting people. I will say, you're up there on the most entertaining call I've ever had. I will say that.
Sadly enough, I get that a lot.
Well, that's a good thing. I would say so.
It is. So I had this one person call me up, and she was talking to me about something.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what do you mean? I said, we don't have cable out here. She goes, you don't have cable? And I'm like, yeah, they didn't run the lines. And then I said, I'll tell you what. You want to restart this or you want me to sound like you're asking me to sound? She goes, what? And I said, well, goddamn, we ain't got running water. We ain't even got no damn electricity. You want me to have cable? Gee, I just got down to the creek and it was all sooty from the damn people washing from last night. So I couldn't even take a damn bath today. And she was like, what? And she's just rolling. And I said, you want to try to start again? She said, yes, please. I said, okay. We do not have cable lines run out here.
That is cool. Probably just
she was like, holy cow, where'd that come from? I was like, look, you made me sound like a jackass and ignorant, so I sound like a jackass and ignorant. All right, so I think it's the one that's on the bottom.
Give me one
that one.
Yeah, see if it worked. I just tried to open it, and for some reason it said J, but I'm going
to...
It did, right?
Okay. Can I sign it the way I sign it, and then that way it'll be okay, or no?
It's not gonna accept it unless it says Jason. But give me one sec. So sometimes the system is slow. So it says Jason there. Okay, in the billing, it has you as.
All right, it's getting past my bedtime. No, I'm kidding.
That is hilarious. Okay. I think I got it here now. Give me one sec.
So the D stands for Devin.
Devin. Okay. I like that name. And that's your daughter's name, huh?
That's my daughter. Yes. My other son, my son up in Michigan is Ethan, and my gift from God is Abigail.
Awesome. So you got three.
Yep, and I'm going to bring her up and show her how to do it, and she'll probably take over this one wherever
nice.
It ends up.
That's
and
a beautiful
that way they all have side work. And then because I showed them everything, they know how to do everything I know how to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I learned from my dad too. So my dad's really good with like woodworking. We actually built like
right.
a full-on deck for him in his backyard.
Nice.
He lives on 2 acres in Washington. So we actually built a dog park in his backyard, and that's his side hustle. It's a private dog park. People pay him to just have exclusively your own dog in there, and he put up if you ever watch the dog shows, like the little teeter totter and everything like that. And
right.
He put all that up for them. And so, but we built a whole deck for people to sit there because it rains. So we're like, well, we don't want them to get wet. So I know how to build decks now. We chopped down trees and made the stumps out of cutting boards and stuff like that. So
makes me feel good, doesn't it?
It does. You don't get people like that anymore. If you're not on a tablet or something, it's, some people just
right.
put them in front of a tablet, and then, you know, that's a whole world of problems in itself as well.
Right. Well, I mean, I told them, I was like, look, if you don't do this stuff, people are going to screw you. There's other companies and people are not like I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out to make a little bit of a profit, but I'm not trying to get rich off of one person, so.
True. True. Yeah, I know appliance work could be definitely very expensive too. It's hard to find good.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know.
Yeah, half of it is that the finding the right person.
Okay. I did send it. It should say it now. I pulled it up. It looks like it says Jason, and then you're just your last name. How do you say your last name?
Weinrich.
Weinrich. Okay.
Weinrich. Yes. All right. It's enunciated as Weinrich.
Is German?
Which is German, yes.
My last name is German too.
So it's a good German Jewish name from what I found out, which I didn't know that, but it makes sense of why we're here, and we're third generation American.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm
It should have gone through to you now.
Let's see. Did you get are you on a login page right now? With the username
yeah.
and password? Okay. So that's the custom tracking system that we're going to build for you. My tech team is going to give you the login information on your onboarding call on Monday. And they're going to walk
okay.
you through that so that way you can log in correctly. And they're going to walk you through everything and show you what they're doing as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jason. Well, I have everything set up for you here. I'm pretty much done. Do you have any questions for me? I'm sorry, you actually got a couple extra steps in there pacing back and forth on your driveway.
Oh, no. If I sit still, I go to sleep.
Okay.
Like my wife said, as soon as my boots come off, they don't go back on. I'm done.
That's
funny. So there's a lot of certain things. So I'm pacing so that I can...
You just don't fall asleep on
think,
me.
So I can think, you know, I'm, like I said, the way I work is I'm pretty much with you or a little bit ahead of everybody. So I try not to finish people's sentences and let them finish what they're saying and stuff because, I mean, it's just impolite. But I'm 50-something years old, so I've had many a time to think about things. But I appreciate it. You're going to sleep really well tonight. Believe it or not, this entertainment that you got is going to wear your ass out. So, you're welcome. I'm not meaning it to be mean or anything by any means, but I'll let you know that because everybody's like, good God.
I appreciate
After
that.
After I talked to that dude, I was tired.
No, I can tell you're good. I appreciate that, you know, we got a chance to talk. I appreciate, you know, me able to help you out. Like I said, my dad has a small business. I help him out as much as I can as well, too. So we're going to get rocked.
I almost hung up on her. So,
oh,
I mean,
did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't because now we're going to work with you, and we're going to be able to help you out, like I said, and get you more
right.
customers, okay?
Right. Now we got to get all these other people to stop bothering me with all these ad things. How can you tell them to leave you alone?
Yeah, you could say I'm already with the company, and then that's it. You could just hang up. We could put a Google Business phone number. It's just going to get redirected to your phone number, but it can be very precise. It's going to stop robocalls. I can't say it's going to stop 100% of them, but it will stop a lot of them. And basically what it would say,
be good.
It'll say, like, for one, press, repair my sink. For two, press repair my, dishwasher,
right.
Stuff like that. That way, when that comes up, most robocalls just go on to the next person who's trying to get a live person on the call.
Right.
For that, we can put that in front if that's what you would like to do.
That would be good. And then it sounds, well, I don't want them to think, we'll try it.
Yeah.
If we don't like it, then we'll make it go away.
Yeah. If you don't like it, you can let us know and you can say, like, hey, can we just put my regular number on there? And we can say, yeah, that's fine. But typically what's going to happen is you're going to get more of just like customers that call you. If somebody calls you and says, you could just ask them, are you Local Splash? And if they say no, then you could just be like, oh, I'm already working with Local Splash, and you could just hang up because that's it. You're already with a Google Channel partner at that point. So you can't get any higher than that.
Right. Well, if it's any consolation to you, I've already signed on for a lifetime on it's an AI service, unless it was a scam, which I have no idea.
Okay.
But
what is
apparently it hits any sight words or anything like that.
Okay.
If people say something around their Lexus or any of that, then it's supposed to pull my name up and say, call Jason's or DJ's appliance repair.
Okay. Yeah. So
this
is actually going to work in addition to that. So now that, anybody that's searching on an Alexa, if you already have that, anybody that searches, what technically happens is that pulls up a Google listing, pulls up the first page. So they'll actually be able to see you right there if they do a voice search with your Google or Alexa, what you have now.
There you go. So we just sealed everything. Oh, and I'm the only Blue Star authorized technician for 200 miles because everybody's afraid of them in this area, which is a beautiful thing to me because I don't know. When you get a chance and we get off the phone, look up Blue Star ranges. And
Blue Star
range?
Why.
Range. It's a,
range?
A stove. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a residential professional chef stove.
Okay.
Makes sense. It's catered to the professional chef, and it's anywhere, I think they start at $6,000 and go all the way up to $30,000.
Oh, wow. No, that's an expensive stove. He said $6,000 all the way up to $30,000. I was like, wait, what?
$30,000? I could buy a car.
Yeah, exactly.
I could buy a cheap house in South L.A. Yeah. I got you.
That's awesome.
Oh, I live in L.A., by the way.
Okay, nice.
Days.
Yeah. You're hilarious. All right, Jason. Well, I gotta get
cow tripping on this side.
Yeah, cow tripping. That's hilarious.
Worldwide, G.
Yeah, that's good. You're funny. So I have everything set up for you. When you have a chance, go into your email. I sent you a calendar link for the Google. It's just a Google calendar. It's going to tell you we're going to call you at, I think it was 12 p.m. your time.
Okay.
So at that noon. And then we're going to go with you through the onboarding call there. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes. So just so you're aware,
they are
just going to verify everything. But yeah, just be yourself with that, my onboarding guys, because they will get a kick out of you as well.
You don't want me to be somebody else? My wife doesn't allow me to go out with her anywhere. I embarrass her.
That's funny. My fiance gets I got some funny stuff. My fiance, the same way, she's like, stop, you're embarrassing me. I'm like, all right, I'm sorry.
So, one last thing.
Sure.
the day of my wedding, my wife said, I wish I had a recording of you. I said, why? All I need is you to say, I do. You don't even need to show up to the wedding. You don't need to be at the rehearsal, the reception, nothing. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to embarrass me one way or another. And I'm like, that's not very nice. So we got there. We're standing there in front of the preacher. And he has us facing the audience instead of him. And I said, hold on before you start this. And he goes, what? I said, I got to ask her one question. And he's like, okay, go ahead. And I looked at her and I point blank said, you don't think this is going to last forever? If you don't think that we can do this from death do us part, we'll turn around, walk out of here, pay this nice man in this beautiful dress and tell the congregation and all the people for showing up, thank you for being here, and we'll go about our merry business. And she said, nope, let's go through it. And I said, okay, sir, go ahead. So she knows, she cannot divorce me.
That's awesome. Yeah, I gotta take a page out of that book right there. Very true. I appreciate it, Jason. I appreciate the time. I will contact you on Monday.
I hope you have
a great weekend. I know you work like
you
crazy,
too.
But be safe, and then we'll talk on Monday, okay?
All right, man.
All right, no, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.